Yeah, I think I'm pretty much all set here. Are we good to go? Yeah, just a quick stop at the med room. I want to drop this stuff off before I go and change. I'm still not 100% familiar with this with this hospital yet, so if you could go with me, I'd appreciate it. I mean, we've been glued at the hip the rest of the night. Why should this be any different, right? Thanks. Yeah. Yeah, I'm tired. How are you holding up? I mean, that was insane. It just seems like every night is getting harder, and there's more and more codes and less that we can bring back. I mean, when I first applied for this unit, they told me that I was supposed to remember that when you get to a code, the person is already gone, and your primary objective is to bring them back. So if you can't, it's not failure. You're not letting them die. You're just... Anyway, it's not easy. And I didn't anticipate it being this, you know? That last one, I didn't think we were gonna get it back. He was a stubborn one, but we did. That was amazing. The way you brought him back. I felt so useless just standing there watching you work on him and listening to you run the code like that. I mean, the doctor was late, and yeah, I didn't think he was ever gonna show up actually. And you ran with it, and you saved him. Eventually, I'll hopefully be that confident in the room, but not yet. Yeah, I guess it just takes time, right? Experience. And I mean, I was probably a little bit crazy to change units during COVID. And I mean, I love pediatrics. I love being on that floor and dealing with babies. But this, it's a little bit harder than I thought it would be. So, anyway. They're not always going to be like tonight, right? At least that's the hope. I don't have my key card yet. Can you swipe us in? Thanks. They keep telling me it'll be another couple of days. I guess the admin side of everything here is just as crazy as we are, so... I'll get what I need when I need it, I suppose. I mean, you're going to be precepting me for a while, so... I probably won't need it. Okay, let's just put this stuff away. We didn't use as much epi tonight as I thought we would, and not nearly any atropine either. I don't think I've ever crushed so many chests in my entire life. Well, if you haven't either, then that means it was a really bad night. And, well, okay, I have to ask this. I didn't want to ask it while we were in the thick of things, but why is it somebody always suggests bicarb as, like, a last resort? Is that some old rule book that I don't know about? I was taught that's not a thing. I mean, yeah, you're going to get their pulse back for, like, 5 minutes, but you're just going to be in there running another code in 30 minutes. Like, it doesn't make any sense, especially for the COVID patients. The heart isn't the issue. All the other damages. Just doesn't make any sense, and yet there's always somebody in the room when you ask if they want to continue, if, you know, basically if they're ready to call it, somebody always says, what about bicarb? Why is that? Is that, like, how do you tell them stop? Do you ever just want to tell them not open their mouths? Or am I just letting my frustration get the best of me? I'm gonna have to control that, huh? Yeah, I will. I will. I will learn to be as calm, cool, and collected in those situations as you are. How do you let it go? I mean, we saved that last one, and you were amazing running that code. there were so many that we couldn't. There were so many that we had to just let go. And it seems like every shift there's more and more and more of those. I don't know how to... I don't know how to let that go. I don't know how to handle that. As much as I know it's not a failure, but it feels like one. For every one that we save, we lose five more. And that's heavy. Like, how do you go home at the end of the night and not think about the ones that you lost? Not think about the families in the waiting room that you have to go and tell that those people are not coming home. That they're gone. How do you... I wasn't anticipating that, I guess. You know, I mean, we saved that last one. That's what I want to focus on. We brought that person back. When we walked into that room, that person was actually dead. Their heart was stopped. They were not with us. And by the time we left that room, they were. By the time we finished our shift tonight, they were still breathing. They were still alive because of what we did. And I'm trying so hard to hold on to that instead of everything else. How do you do that? How? I'm I don't know, maybe I'm just tired, maybe I'm just not processing this properly yet. I don't know. I when you deal with babies, you don't deal with this as much because I don't deal with that part, right? I take care of them when they come to me for just monitoring and taking them to their moms for feeding and looking for bowel movements. But this, I mean, determining whether to shock or not to shock, whether to use epi or atropine or amio or 2 minutes and stop and check pulse and 2 more minutes, crush chests. And it's so much. And you get those little sparks of joy where you walk out of that room and you know that you changed somebody's life. You saved them. That part is so amazing. And it's the part that I lay awake at night and I think about, because if I don't, I think about the other and I can't do this. I'm sorry, I'm falling apart and I shouldn't be. I should be more professional than this. I'm so sorry. You don't lose your cool. You don't lose your shit like this. You keep it together and you own that room. You make sure everybody knows where they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to be doing. And you save those people. Yeah, I know. Experience has a lot to do with it, but does that mean it gets easier? Does that mean that you don't feel like this? At least not as much. I mean, the grin on your face right now tells me that you're focusing on the one that we saved. But this is probably the worst shift we've had in weeks. It just seems to be getting worse. And I, just watching you handle that last code, I was honestly ready to throw in the towel, because all of the ones before it were not, well, they weren't ending on the right side of things, if you know what I mean. So, I think I just need to sleep. Or something. I don't know. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be, like, falling apart in the frickin' medication room. I should at least wait until I get to my car in the parking lot. I'm sorry. That's not funny. I am so delirious right now. What are you doing? It's nice to be held. Yeah.
Sometimes I just forget that we're human too, you know? This is probably wildly inappropriate in so many ways. Are there, like, cameras in here or something? Okay, I'll take your word for it. I know, I'm trembling. I'm trying not to, but it feels good to be held. I haven't been held in so long. And if you don't mind, I'd like to just stand here for a second. You're warm, and you're solid, and you're strong.
Yeah, I'm okay. Do you ever just want to feel something at the end of this? When you walk out of the unit and you just want to feel something else? You just want to feel a strong chest under your hands. I hope you don't mind that I'm touching you. Just the way you took control tonight. The way you led me through every code. Even when I didn't know what I was doing. Even when I froze. Even when I thought I would never get through. You were there. You worked with everyone in the room. To know there's something good in the world still. To celebrate the successes. Because right now, as inappropriate as it might be, I just want to celebrate the success. Been so amazing being in control. I know I'm not ready to run a code yet. I know I'm not ready to be the leader in the unit.